Vic DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. How you doing? We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m., and then we hang out for hour number one of the Steve Cochran Show, as we do every weekday morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, and you can also send your text to that same number, 312-981-7200. My next guest is someone who's been on the show before. One of our favorite guests. Matthew Hoffman is the programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. And their second season is going to be kicking off Thursday, September 18th, with the 50th anniversary screening of Goldfinger. The website is parkridgeclassicfilm.com if you want to get more information, but we do have a link on our Facebook page if you just want to check us out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. He does a lot of great work and is a guy who treasures classic film, and we welcome him to the show, Matthew Hoffman. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. It's great to be back on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So how you been? You good?
Yeah, great. You know, actually, I wanted to tell you about these shows the other night. You were showing one of my favorite films, The Road Warrior.
Yes.
At your movie club. I always loved that film. Actually, I was going to bring a friend of mine, Elizabeth, to see it, but I got stuck working the late shift. But congrats to you on picking that film.
I got to tell you, Matthew, it had been almost 30 years since I'd seen it on the big screen, and oh my God! That's all you can say. I mean, it's a film that leaves you breathless. I mean, the last 20 minutes of that movie are some of the most unbelievable, you know, car stunts and action sequences ever filmed.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about Fury Road, but I love the first trilogy.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually very optimistic about Fury Road. When I first heard about a Mad Max remake or reboot or whatever, I immediately thought no. Then when I saw that George Miller was doing it, I went, oh,
yeah,
okay. And then I saw the trailer, and now I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's coming out next May.
Yeah, it's in May. It should be fun. Should be great. For people who may not know your background, give everybody your background on what you know how you used to program at other places and your background in film in general.
Sure. I was a film student at Columbia College, and I was a student of Scott Marks, who used to run the LaSalle Bank Theater. And Scott is the gentleman who gave me my first gig in the movie business. I ran the LaSalle Bank for about 4 years when Scott left for San Diego. And that was a great job. I showed classic films every Saturday night over there by Six Corners. And I left the movie business for a little bit, but then a number of years ago I was asked by the Park Ridge Public Library to start a classic film program for them. And it became so successful that the Pickwick Theater, right across the street, asked me to start a classic film program. And we started last September with 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And attendance has been great, and I'd like to just build on that. Now, the last couple times, Nick, when I was on your show, you would ask me about some of my influences, and I mentioned Scott Marks, but also people like Rich Coase, because I grew up watching Son of Svengoolie. But one other gentleman I'd like to mention, because I was a big fan of family classics, and that's Roy Leonard.
Yeah.
So his passing kind of hit a note with me, but those were some of the influences.
Well, we had similar influences. Obviously, I know Scott. I knew him, and I would say that in terms of like film and stuff like that. I mean, well, Rich, obviously, Rich Coase is one of my heroes, and
sure.
Is on the show. We're going to have him on in October to celebrate his 35th anniversary,
and
the Museum of Broadcast History is going to be doing a thing for him. The original coffin is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame and all that stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
And, so we're going to have him on soon. But Roy was my mentor. He's the guy who gave me, I have a radio career because of him, and that's it. So, he was an amazing guy. I also, in terms of getting into film and film analysis and film history. For me, Dave Kerr was monumentally influential in the way that I looked at film and studied film and things like that. Back when he was writing for the Reader and then for the Tribune.
Sure.
So Dave is an amazing guy as well. But a lot of great film people here in Chicago, you know, past and present.
Sure. Just going back a ways to when I was just a kid, one of my first James Bond film that I ever saw was Moonraker, back in 79. And I mention that only because Richard Kiel just passed away Wednesday. I grew up watching the James Bond films on ABC, on television, but now, you know, I'm going to have the opportunity to show Goldfinger on a big screen, you know, for the big 50th anniversary.
That's so cool. Goldfinger is one of my favorite Bond movies of all time. And tell me a little bit about the classic film series at Pickwick. How long have you been doing it now?
Well, I've been doing it since last September, so it's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
And attendance has been great, but I definitely want to reach out to, you know, a lot of people in Chicago who might not be aware of what we're doing in the suburbs. But the Pickwick Theater is a gorgeous Art Deco movie palace in the suburbs. It seats over 900, can seat over 900 people, and it's absolutely stunning. And there's no better place to see a movie than at the Pickwick.
Yeah, and the Pickwick.
To actually be able to put together these exciting shows, I mean, wonderful opportunity.
And the Park Ridge is not that far out of Chicago. It's outside of Chicago. Yeah, and it's northwest area, and it's a great theater, a really really great theater. For people who might not know, the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge was actually the facade that they used for the Siskel and Ebert show.
Correct. Right.
Yeah, tell everybody a little bit about that.
Everyone is familiar with Siskel and Ebert, and they actually taped the balcony. That sequence was at the Pickwick Theater.
Yeah,
and I think that's instantly recognizable to so many people in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater, and you know, one of the few that's still around. One of the few movie palaces, like a neighborhood movie palace. Because Park Ridge is like a neighborhood. It's a beautiful area, and it's one of the few movie palaces that you can still go to. So to take advantage of that, to go and see Goldfinger on the big screen. Now Goldfinger, Goldfinger is 50 years old.
Hard to believe.
Wow. Yeah,
1964. You know, it was released. Well, it premiered on September 17, 1964, but it was released in the UK on September 18, and I'm actually showing it on September
18. Nice.
I did not plan it that way.
Nice.
I guess I was meant to show this film.
Now, are you personally? Now, you said you grew up as the first Moonraker was the first one. Did you become a Bond fan after you saw Moonraker? And if so, what are some of your favorite Bond movies?
Well, Moonraker is kind of acknowledged as one of the worst Bond films. it's a fun film, Nick.
Yeah.
But what really hooked me was seeing the Sean Connery Bond films on television, like on Channel 7.
Yeah.
That's what really hooked me. I loved Goldfinger so much that when I ran the LaSalle Theater, I actually showed it once on film. But now to actually have the 50th anniversary is great because we're going to have some special guests. We're going to have the Ian Fleming Foundation there, a gentleman who's going to be representing the organization, Colin Clark. He's going to be there with his own memorabilia from the James Bond films. But most importantly, he's going to be bringing a prop that was used in the film, the Jetstar plane that you see in Goldfinger at the final sequence. It's the plane that crashes into the ocean.
Yeah.
He's got the model of the plane, and he's going to be bringing that, and we're going to have it on display in the Pickwick Theater lobby.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's going to be pretty exciting.
That is so cool. This is Thursday, September 18th at the Pickwick Theater. Go ahead. What else were you going to say?
Besides the Ian Fleming Foundation, Jay Warren is going to be performing prelude music on the Mighty Wurlitzer organ starting at 7 o'clock. And we're going to do a prize giveaway, too. So, you know, I do everything I can to make these shows, you know, big events. You know,
absolutely.
I'm not a society or a foundation. I'm just one guy putting on shows for the community.
Yeah.
I really want to reach out to all the classic movie buffs in Chicago.
Well, I think you do a great job, Matthew. And I think I hope a bunch of people come out for the 50th anniversary screening to the day. To the UK release of Goldfinger. It's Thursday, September 18th at the Pickwick Theater. It all sort of begins at 7 o'clock. And the movie starts at 8?
The movie starts at 7:30.
Oh, 7:30, okay.
You know, it's probably going to be closer to 8 because we've got some festivities and some stuff we're going to be doing before the movie. So
now, and Matthew, I'm sure that you have reached out to people to come and see this. Now, as you know, as a person who's been following film for forever, James Bond fans, man, they are pretty passionate, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, and really, Goldfinger is the film that really turned the series into a phenomenon. And ever since then, you know, it's just grown and grown. And, I mean, the films are still going strong. And there's just so many different organizations. I mentioned the Ian Fleming Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many groups dedicated to the James Bond legacy. And it's just amazing to see how, after, you know, over 50 years, fans are just, you know, keep growing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to see.
And I'm sure they'll come out en masse to your event
I certainly hope so.
Well, I'm saying they should. So they you guys, if you are James Bond fans, and I know Matthew, that a lot of passionate James Bond fans listen to my show. So they need to come out September 18th to 50th anniversary screening of Goldfinger with all kinds of other festivities and guests and really cool stuff. Matthew Hoffman is the programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. Matthew, hang on. We got a couple more events to talk about, okay?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, hang on one second. It's Matthew Hoffman is with us from the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. Again, Goldfinger, the 50th anniversary screening on the big screen at the beautiful, beautiful theater, Pickwick Theater, on Thursday, September 18th. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com for more information. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower here until 5 a.m. And then after 5, we hang out for the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show here on 720 WGN. All right. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You could send your text to the same number, 312-981-7200. And check us out on Twitter at facebook.com/NickDShow. And if you go to facebook.com/NickDShow, which you should, and you should like us, you will find a link to the classic film series at the Park Ridge Theater. Matthew Hoffman is my guest. He's the programmer, and they're going to kick off their second year of the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater with a 50th anniversary screening on the big screen of Goldfinger, the classic James Bond film. And Matthew, very excited about that. And what else are you're planning? Other things? How often are you going to be doing screenings at the Pickwick?
I'd like to do it every month. Nick, you know, hopefully this Goldfinger show will be so, you know, big that we'll continue to do it every month. You know, what's wonderful about this, I mean, you could see movies anywhere, but there's only one place where it really becomes an event, and that's what makes these screenings so special. After Goldfinger, we're going to be showing for the 75th anniversary, Son of Frankenstein.
Nice.
It's going to be on October 30th.
October 30th. Nice. The night before Halloween. That's great.
Exactly. What's really cool about that, we're going to have a special guest, Donnie Dunnigan, who played the little boy in that film, Son of Frankenstein. He played Peter von Frankenstein. The film is really the last of the great Universal Frankenstein films. Donnie Dunnigan will be our special guest. And that's what's so cool about it for me, Nick, is this is my one opportunity to have someone from that era as a special guest, because I always profile films from the 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, 50s. But to actually have a star from the film that you're going to be honoring, it's great.
That's amazing. How old is he now? How old is Donnie Dunnigan?
He just turned 80. But I guess he's wonderful with audiences. He's a great speaker. He's probably most famous for being the voice of Bambi. But when he left his movie career behind, he went into the Marines, and he became the youngest drill instructor in Marine history. He served three tours of duty in Vietnam. He won the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart. So I really want to honor this gentleman. Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I'd like to honor him some way on stage, but we'll do an interview before the film, and yeah, it's going to be a real special night.
That's incredible. Okay, so that's October 30th at the Pickwick Theater. It'll be showing on the big screen Son of Frankenstein, and you can't go wrong with an old-school Universal horror film.
No, especially one that has Karloff and Lugosi. You can't beat that.
Yeah, and a special guest appearance by Donnie Dunnigan, who was the kid in Son of Frankenstein, who went on to become a war hero. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. What a guy. Now, yeah. how did you organize this? How did you get a hold of him?
Well, I knew that Donnie was still alive, and I kind of did some research. I saw that he's living in Texas, so I wrote him a letter. And his wife, Dana, who's a wonderful lady, she emailed me back. And she was telling me that he still does guest appearances around the country. And we set this up, and I was just thrilled. And they just sound like a wonderful couple. So it's really going to be a joy to have them there.
You know, we'll get you on the show closer to October 30th to talk about this some more. Matthew Hoffman, programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. You got to check this out. A big celebration with all kinds of activities, and there'll be prizes and stuff. Thursday, September 18th. It's the 50th anniversary screening of the Goldfinger, the James Bond movie. And make sure you check that out at the Pickwick Theater. Matthew, always a pleasure. Anytime you have something going, let us know, and we'll get you on the air.
I will. Thank you so much, Nick.
All right, you take care.
Okay.
All right, Matthew Hoffman, programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. ParkRidgeClassicFilm.com is the website.